As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We had breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Thursday, February the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. There's certainly no doubt about that. We've got a lot on the plate today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where we stir up all manner of brew. Freedom is popular here, though, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And that's 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, just like become vocal local host at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters in to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and a very special welcome this week to our new affiliate AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast and is posted along with so much other information, including access to our show archives on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Gold climbs while snow falls on Washington, D.C. and New York. We'll talk about that. Gold and uranium, unexpected bedfellows. I got a little bit of crow to do here. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about gold and uranium today. Picking up on the thread that was advanced on Lee Rogers' broadcast by one of his callers the night before last, which caused me to do a little bit of thinking yesterday. But as we always say, listen to everybody, read anything, believe nothing till you prove it in your own research. I certainly had to do a little bit of research myself. Law, property, the laws of property, we'll look at that perhaps if we have time as well also. And we'll take your calls as well. Let's go into that market report as we get my brain turned on here. For February the 11th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Quite a reversal going on here. Rather interesting. Gold is up $10.30, spiking up in early trading to $1,081 an ounce. Silver moves up 15 cents at $15.31 an ounce. Platinum moves up, platinum is flat, at least was flat at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. In other words, it neither went up nor down, and it is running at $1,509 an ounce. Palladium moves up $5 at $417 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,073.30 for a low, $1,086.60 for a high. There's quite a spread developing in there. But at $1,081, your gold is up $141.50 for a 15.07% return on your investment. We'll be right back.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, February the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we find gold trading up $10.30 an ounce. At $1,081 an ounce, silver up 15 at $15.31 an ounce, platinum flat at $1,509 an ounce, and palladium up $5 at $417 an ounce. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,079.50. We're trading above that now. The SPDR gold shares yesterday, that's this morning, as of this morning, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, they were holding 1,106.38 tons of gold, ostensibly listed on their website, with a value of about $38.03 billion. You know, if you haven't visited their website, you might want to take a look at that. Certainly, they've got a very interesting logo. The symbolism is profound in that it is a big black spider. And as you know, the big black spider sits on its web, and it just holds on to the little threads, the gossamer strands. And whenever any unsuspecting little fly comes and gets caught up in the web, Then down comes the spider and sucks the lifeblood right out of him. And that's a rather nasty-looking symbol in my mind, and it certainly makes me pay close attention to the spider on the web. But they're holding about $38.03 billion worth of gold, so obviously they have the ability to alter the market substantially at any time through electronic trading. It's not like having to wait for your broker to send you out the gold and pay the insurance and so on and so forth. If you can sever the tax consequences, you can get in and stir around quite a bit in an exchange-traded fund, and there's many of them now popping up all around the world. So let's not be negligent in paying attention to that fact. In the Dow this morning, yesterday, closing down 20 at 10,038. The NASDAQ closed off 3 at 21.48. The S&P was down 2 at 1,068. Crude oil this morning up 29 cents a barrel at $74.81 a barrel for that 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. There's lots of discussion about speculation on heating, the futures, the heating oil and gasoline and crude oil futures going up in regards to all of the, or as a response to all the inclement and weather that's going on around the United States and around the world. So keep your eyes on that. The U.S. dollar index this morning down 3 basis points on the Intercontinental Exchanges website, running about 80.01. Those are these futures. There's future selling. I don't know. I still, you know, for the life of me, you just call me slow. It takes me a while to really lock in on these various concepts, but it's just another one of these special electronic things. They call it the dollar, the U.S. dollar. Certainly hard to say that it's dollar, has no silver content, has no gold content, has no sale value, but they trade it on these exchanges, and that then makes up the foreign exchange basket. As we like to say, little Timmy Geithner tiptoes through the tulips with his basket of currencies. We put one together for our listeners as well. We've got the Canadian dollar this morning, moving up 31 basis points, trading at 95 cents U.S. on the foreign exchange rate marketplace, which is known as the Forex. The Mexican peso up 30 basis points, still trades at 8 cents U.S. A little bit of an increase here on the euro value-wise, but it's down 40 basis points, $1.37. The British pound moves up a hair and trades at $1.56. And what are all these numbers? Why, if you were to go into commerce and you were going to buy something from Europe, or if you're going to buy something elsewhere and work in these currencies, you'd have to exchange your dollars into these currencies to affect that trade. The Swiss franc this morning down 29 basis points at 93 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the 2-year bonds, or yield on a 2-year bond, is running 0.87%. The 10-year is at 3.70, and the 30-year is at 4.64. And in the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage continues to move down just a little again, down from 4.79% a month ago to 4.45% this morning. And the 30-year is down from 5.29 to 5.13%. So if you're in the market for mortgages, the mortgage rates are going down a little bit. Be very careful when you buy a piece of property. Drive a hard bargain, get a good realtor, have a lawyer look at your paperwork, and make sure that you're on the square with all of that. Now, I wanted to go back and talk a little bit about some other things today. Just kind of before we go into the full meal deal, I might cover just a little bit of news. Don't want to spend too much time on that. There's certainly plenty of other material on the plate. But as most of you have probably seen by now, the best news we can offer for the day is that the United States government has now shut down for its fourth day as a blizzard passes through the area, and it's just the best news we could possibly have. I certainly slept very well last night. Maybe you did too, knowing that New York and Washington, D.C. were mired down in too much snow, and Pennsylvania, of course, they're up to their next in snow as well. But the article off Bloomberg reads this way: the U.S. government will close for a fourth day while a blizzard moves out over the Atlantic Ocean after setting snowfall records from Washington to Philadelphia and triggering power outages and havoc for commuters. So maybe there's a snow shovel in Al Gore's future. That would be only too delightful, wouldn't it? I'd like to see him going down the Pennsylvania Avenue with a snow shovel telling people about man-made global warming one more time. Schools along much of the Washington to Boston corridor, as well as federal agencies in the nation's capital, will remain shut for another quote-unquote snow day after the second of two back-to-back storms crippled air, rail, road traffic. And that may have something to do why there was a little spike in gold this morning. The president's working group on financial markets and all of the money masters in New York perhaps were distracted, or they were at home, or they were enjoying a coffee latte and a nice little fire in their fireplaces, and they weren't in there messing with our gold and silver markets. But the National Weather Service lifted its blizzard warning for New York before dawn. Schools in New York City will reopen today after the Department of Sanitation deployed 1,600 snowplows and 2,100 workers to clear major roads. So there's all of that. Of course, you know, it is wintertime. Snow does fall. That's kind of pretty much the way it goes. But they're talking about all the money that it's going to cost us to clean up and what the dollar losses are going to be for the airlines that were shut down and are canceling their flights. And well, you can imagine all of the nonsense that's going on if you happen to book hotel rooms and you were in a hotel and you couldn't get your flight out, but somebody else had already reserved the room for the next day and you couldn't renew. Well, what would you do? Well, you'd probably either have to sit in the lobby or go to the airport and just sit there and camp out. So it's no doubt causing a lot of inconvenience for people that otherwise would like to be on their way wherever it is that they're going. So, and again, you know, I don't want to make light of this. It's a pain in the neck, and it sometimes can be fatal. It can be a lot of injuries are caused of this sort of stuff. People that are out of shape trying to shovel and getting heart attacks and all the rest of that nonsense. Well, so much for the snow. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Turning once again and continuing just a hair longer on this snow issue and a slightly different take. Of course, you know, a lot of people are going to get their hair short in the bunch and get too excited about some of the people that have been talking about martial law, martial law, martial law for all these years. You know, we understand that from as early as the, let's see if I can reach over and grab this, from as early as the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration, there has been nothing but one continuing condition or state of emergency in this country. Really nothing really to get too excited about in that, insofar as that until we change the makeup of our government, we're certainly not going to get away from this. But I remind you one more time that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in his 32nd, he was 32nd president of the United States, in his inaugural address, which one I don't know, I think it was in his first inaugural address, declared boldly that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and the nation calls for action, and action now. That's important to understand, action and action now. That's every bit as important as the fear and fear itself. But Roosevelt addressed himself to the task of instituting a quote-unquote New Deal for the United States. From Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic, he asked for broad executive powers, quote, as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe, close quote. And then Congress complied. Presidentially enacted collectively was the New Deal. But in all of that, this is the idea behind declaring an emergency and giving the president emergency powers and declaring states of emergency, and certainly the snowfall qualifies for all of that. And for those of you that have been paying attention and listening to these broadcasts for any length of time, you understand the FEMA's all-hazard, multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task force and their planning systems, which embrace the whole spectrum from just the enhanced 911 systems coming into your communities through the development of emergency operation plans. Every town, every school, every county courthouse, every hospital, everybody has all of these safety programs out there. And again, we refer back to Chapter 7.59, right out of Agenda 21, the promotion of a culture of safety. I call it the global safety cult. Everything is being done for your safety and your security. And of course, we know that when a people are willing to sacrifice or exchange their essential liberty for temporary security, Benjamin Franklin said that they deserve neither their security nor the liberty. So we need to understand that. But in regards to the snowfall and all of this concern about Pennsylvania coming under martial law, you know, there's bloggers are a dime a dozen sometimes. You have to be very careful, even on the Internet. But the National Guard Humvees, if you wanted to just type something into your browser and get a better background on this, you certainly could. Just type in Pittsburgh, P-I-T-T-S-B-U-G, B-U-R-G-H, Pittsburgh Humvees, H-U-M-V-E-E-S, Humvees. And you'll come up with a whole bunch of links, at least in Google, that will help you to understand it. But what we're talking about here is that the National Guard dispatched a fleet of Humvees and more than 100 soldiers throughout southwestern Pennsylvania to help out with these snowfalls, snow situation. And I wouldn't be concerned, you know, I don't think they're going to be going door to door disarming people. I might be unpleasantly surprised to find out that that kind of insanity happened. But the way that it typically works is like this. A town, let's say a city like Pittsburgh, overwhelmed with way too much snow, exhausts its abilities to respond to the emergency. They declare a state of emergency, and they then petition. Well, of course, they would first go to the county that they're in, and then the county would send in through the sheriff and other emergency and first responders. They would send all of the volunteer fire departments and all of the snow removal equipment and everything that they could gather up, and the guys with the chainsaws and snow blowers would descend on the city. And then when the county has exhausted its ability to respond to the emergency, then the county appeals to the state and maybe even a regional council of government that would bring in multiple counties to focus on the issue. And then it just continues to walk right up. It goes to the state. Of course, the state has the state patrol that they can send in, and any of the, and all of the highway crews could come in and work with the municipalities on that regard, and the county government, certainly that. And then from there, when the state exhausts its abilities, then they turn to whom? They turn to FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, maybe by July or August, would realize that they'd actually had a phone message and need to do something about the poor people in Pittsburgh. And if they could respond in time, they would. And if they couldn't do anything to rectify the situation, such as we found down in Katrina, in New Orleans, in that area, then they would make an appeal. And because Pittsburgh is about halfway up the eastern seaboard, you might expect to see National Guardsmen and troops coming in from Canada. You might be able to see troops coming up from Mexico. You might be able to see NORTHCOM involved in it and that sort of thing. And it would just get worse and worse and worse, all relating to the emergency and everybody declaring emergencies. And then, of course, if you look closely and look deeply into these issues, you'll find that there's a lot of money at stake here, and that the insurance companies, Travelers Insurance and others, to name some, perhaps AIG, they don't want to have repetitive loss claims, and they don't want to go through the expense of having to cover all of these expenses themselves. And so they have worked consistently and persistently, developed all of these emergency operations plans. It's a public-private partnership situation, but at the same time, it's not really what you would consider martial law and posse comitatus violations. It really is at the heart of it. It's a response to man-made and natural disasters. And if you want to end that sort of action and reaction, these kinds of actions that go back and talk about action from Franklin Delano, then what we really do need to do is we need to revisit or rethink this idea of hazard mitigation planning. And that's what I have to say on that one. Here's a little bit more. We hear about the Iranians in the news on a regular basis. Well, the Iran's police and the opposition clash at revolution rallies. At revolution rallies. Notice the words here. We've been hearing about the opposition. I told you a little bit about the opposition from the standpoint of Auguste Comte the other day, where out of his entire life growing through, the living through the French Revolution, and being the disciple of Claude Henri du Rouvroy Saint Simon, Henri Saint Simon, Saint Simon, who fought in the American War for Independence alongside George Washington there, as we talked about the other day. This idea of being opposed to the opposition, that we have the opposition parties, you have labor parties, you've got the party that's in power, and then you have the opposition. Well, in Iran, police and the opposition clash at revolution rallies. Well, you know, the Ron Paul revolution, Ernie Hancock came up with that clever way of turning the word love around and putting it in place of making it part of the word revolution, turning love backwards and highlighting it in red and turning it in an angle and putting it in a box. That was very clever, very, very bold, very clever statement on a signboard. I painted up a bunch of those myself. But anyway, this idea of the revolution, of course, yesterday we listened to the address that was made by Sarah Palin at the Tea Party Nation convention, and she talked about the time for a revolution. You know, we hear about revolution. Well, here it is, off of Bloomberg. February the 11th, Ladan Nasseri. Tens of thousands of Iranians joined a rally in Tehran today. Well, we'll have to pick that up right after this. Stay with us.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return talking about this article off the Bloomberg this morning, Ladan Nasseri and Ali Sheikhoulislami. And it sounds like a sandwich almost. I don't know. Maybe they would serve that with coffee. February the 11th, Bloomberg. Tens of thousands of Iranians joined a rally in Tehran today to mark the 31st anniversary of the Islamic regime. 31 years. This is not a permanent condition. It's something that was brought on these people, and it's still there. No doubt about that. Islam is relatively new inside of the nation of Iran. Go back and take a look at Zoroastrianism and Mithraism and Mithra. and the gods, and you'll find that there's, you know, this is kind of like a newcomer. But anyway, let's go into this article a little bit here, because they have been around for 31 years, and as such, they deserve some recognition. And it continues, supporters of the regime attacked the cars of opposition leaders, including presidential candidate Mehdi Karoubi and former President Mohamed Khatami, smashing their windows. The opposition website said security forces fired guns and used tear gas in a square in West Tehran where demonstrators were gathered, it said. State television showed pictures of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad joining crowds of marchers in Tehran and addressing a rally in the central Azadi Square, where he said Iran has completed its first enrichment of uranium to 20%. Marchers carried pictures of the supreme leader Ali Khamenei and the republic's founder Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Well, there's a lot more to that article. As I like to do with these news articles, however, is I like to bring out articles that actually support some of what we're talking about. I mean, there's an endless amount of material available every morning on the great Internet Regurgitorium, and I like to focus a little bit on some of the things that we discussed here on this broadcast. Today we're going to talk about gold and uranium, so here we might as well talk about gold and uranium from the standpoint, again, that Ahmadinejad said that Iran has completed its first enrichment of uranium to 20%. This is the enriched uranium, and it'll come up in our discussion today. Now, that'll be enough of that. Let's go over here, pick up another news article along the same line. I'm going somewhere. Have something in my mind. Inner Mongolia, Batu surges most in China on reserve approval, whatever that means. Yi Lim writes this for Bloomberg, February the 11th. Inner Mongolia Batu Steel, rare earth, high-tech company, jumped the most among stocks on the Shanghai Composite Index on the prospect government approval for a strategic reserve of rare earth materials will shore up earnings. Inner Mongolia Batu, owner of China's largest rare earth mine, surged 7.3% to 25.89 yuan at 1:47 p.m., as if anyone was noticing that. The Inner Mongolia government gave approval to the company's international trading unit for the reserve, Batu Steel Rare Earth said yesterday in a statement to the Shanghai Stock Exchange, without elaborating. Now notice, the materials, these rare earths, are used in Apple Incorporated's iPods and missiles. You ever think you'd see those in the same sentence? I didn't. iPods and missiles. Quote, shares are higher because the approval is seen as good news. China, which imports most of its iron ore, oil, and copper, is tightening control over supplies of rare earths, a range of more than 15 elements such as scandium and lanthanum. Inner Mongolia, which contains 75% of China's deposits, first announced the plan to build up the reserves in September. Rare earths are used to build mini hard drives in laptops, which I'm operating right now, make headphones for iPods, in catalytic converters in cars, and to make small electric motors in parts such as windscreen wipers and seat adjusters. The Inner Mongolia Batu said on January the 21st that 2009 net income may have slumped, blah, blah, blah. So rare earths. Rare earths. We're enriching uranium over in Iran. We're dealing with rare earth finds, rare earth minerals in Mongolia, Inner Mongolia. And let's see here. We got another one. Completed something here. Here's a little bit longer article on that. Iran completed the first batch of 20% uranium, Ahmadinejad says. This off of Bloomberg again. Iran completed production of its first batch of uranium enriched to 20%. The country has the capacity to enrich uranium beyond 80%, though it has no need to do so because it isn't trying to build a bomb, Ahmadinejad said at a rally in Tehran today. to mark the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Iran said it began the process of enriching uranium up to 20% 2 days ago for use in a medical research reactor in Tehran. The U.S., which suspects Iran of seeking to acquire atomic weapons, this week stepped up calls for tougher sanctions against the Persian Gulf nation. And it continues, and it continues. We'll drop that one out of the box. And now let's see what we can find over here. Yes. All right. So let's go into uranium a little bit. If you recall, and I was really troubled by this yesterday because I couldn't quite figure out the direction. If you recall the conversation yesterday, and any of you that were listening to the archives overnight, or whether you were listening to Lee Rogers' live broadcast, I think it was on Tuesday. Yes, it would be Tuesday. He had a caller call in, and a young man had developed a bit of a video. I don't know whether it's got a DVD for sale or whether he's got something up on YouTube, but he was concerned about the relationship between uranium mining and gold mining and the precious metals and certain members of secret societies. He mentioned someone I've named Templesman and things like that. And it all sounded very interesting, but then he kind of closed out his talk with Lee in regards to basically, you know, encouraging people not to buy gold or silver, bullion and coins and things like that, and that maybe if people wanted to invest, they could get along with junk silver or other pieces. And he even mentioned pewter, which is, you know, to me, the last part of his testimony was a little bit weak. The first part I didn't know anything about, and it didn't sound right, so I was discounting him. But as we say so often, and I learned it from William Cooper, from his mouth to my ears across international shortwave, that we listen to anything or everyone. We read everything, but we believe nothing until we can prove it in our own research. So I don't want to come out too strongly on something or jump on board something, a bandwagon, until I can find out more about it. And so I did spend time yesterday looking into this issue, and there's a lot to it. And the young fellow he's onto something here, but it's not something that I would say would take us away from investing in the precious metals, but it's certainly something for us to factor into our knowledge bank. So we'll talk about it. Uranium, of course, is the main source of atomic energy produced by the fusion or the splitting of atoms. It has the highest atomic weight of any element found in nature. Its atomic weight is 92. Its atomic number is 92, and its atomic weight is 238. And so you'll find U-238 and that sort of numbers associated with uranium, the element. Martin Klaproth of Germany discovered an oxide of uranium in the mineral pitchblende in 1789. Pitchblende, file that one away in your mind. He named the element in honor of the discovery of the planet Uranus. The element was not isolated until 1842. Uses of uranium. The main uses of uranium is as a fuel in the production of atomic energy. This energy may be used in weapons, such as the atomic bomb, or it may have peaceful uses, such as the production of electric power. And then it goes on. Uranium has a number of uses in industry apart from atomic energy production. Steel manufacturers sometimes add uranium to steel to produce steel with special properties. Compounds of uranium with ammonia may be used to color glazes on certain ceramic products. Uranium carbide acts as a catalyst to increase the rate of chemical reaction in the manufacture of ammonia. Glass containing uranium absorbs X-rays. Such glass can shield workers from X-rays and gamma rays, rays of very high energy, given off by radioactive materials. It is heavy, and it has a strong yellow color, uranium. And it talks about ores here. Uranium is not a rare mineral. It is more common in the earth than such common elements such as mercury, silver, and iodine. But the concentration of uranium in most rocks is only a few parts in a million. Just a few parts in a million. Be right back. We're going to look at uranium just a little bit and gold and their relationship.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So taking a look at the relationship that it does actually and in fact exists between uranium and gold and vanadium and oftentimes silver and other metals, so largely because they're naturally occurring in the same areas oftentimes, although not nearly as often as one might think. We'll find out more about that in a moment. But uranium, again, is not a rare mineral. It is more common in the earth than such common elements as mercury, silver, and iodine. And of course, well, I'll continue along here. But the concentration of uranium in most rocks is only a few parts in a million. Uranium ore, if my study was correct this morning, the spot price on uranium ore is running about $49 a pound. Certainly, that's gold running well over refined gold. Bullion, spot gold prices running about $1,000.81. You might see where the real effort is placed. But when it gets down to something like enriching uranium for use in medical things and energy, who knows? I don't know what the value would be of that, and wasn't able to find it on the internet. But anyway, the richest uranium ore, pitch blend, contains uranium oxides. It's a dark bluish-black mineral with a pitch-like luster. The most important ore found in the United States is carnotite, and it is a complex compound of uranium with vanadium, potassium, and oxygen. So when you're looking for vanadium, you're likely to come up with pitchblende. You're likely to come up with uranium as well. Uranium deposits. Few high-grade deposits of uranium were known before World War II. This is one of the reasons why I'm having to work out of a more modern encyclopedia, out of my profundius quantities of whole and partial sets of encyclopedias. This out of the World Book Encyclopedia, 1968, by Field Enterprises Educational Corporation. Again, the only deposits actively mined were the rich pitchblende deposits of the Belgian Congo, now Congo Leopoldville, and the Great Bear Lakes area in northern Canada. These deposits were mined for the radium, silver, and other valuable metals found together with uranium. Remember, the G7 were meeting up just south of the Arctic Circle, certainly not near the Great Bear Lakes. That's out in the center of the continent up there, your region. I did have to do a little bit of digging in and trying to find out where on earth Iqaluit was and just what is Nunavut. You know, if you say that properly or you say that quickly, it's like none of it. None of it. Iqaluit and none of it. Well, curious place, but where the devil is that? Where do those guys meet? Well, that Iqaluit has a long history, but it goes back to the distant early warning system, which my father flew on when he was an Arctic pilot for the United States Air Force in Alaska. And way over here in the most eastern portions of Canada, right on the ocean, we find Iqaluit in Frobisher Sound, or Bay, Frobisher Bay, and that is where Iqaluit is located. They're building a deep water port there. We talked about the bringing in miners, that miners were involved in that. They were looking at the iron ore in that area as well. And so we can understand that there are places, not only in North America, like around the Great Bear Lakes in Canada, but various places in the United States where you can find, and Florida, where you can actually find uranium and thorium. Due to its importance as a source of atomic energy, supplies of uranium have been vigorously sought since the end of World War II. In the late 1950s, experts estimated that the parts of the world outside Russian control could produce at least 40,000 tons of uranium oxide a year. Now, at the time, even at the time that this encyclopedia was published, no information was being revealed to the students in America of the potentials in Asia and in Russia, largely, I think, just because of a media blackout. And it's on a need-to-know basis. And they don't want to show you how much of all of these minerals exist in the northern parts and the northern reaches of Russia, because they don't want you to start digging in there and finding out all about all their genocidal concentration camps and work camps and all of the things that went down under Stalin's regime. They don't want you really looking very closely at China so that you don't find out about Mao Zedong and all of the millions and millions of people that got killed over there, so that we can continue to support the Holocaust hoax, the Holocaust industry, as Norman Finkelstein calls it in his book, The Holocaust Industry. Continuing here, due to its importance again as a source of atomic energy, supplies of uranium have been vigorously sought since the end of World War II. And then this is where uranium, this is one of these graphics that they place in the more modern encyclopedias. There's a map of the globe. But we can see that on this map, that most heavy concentration of uranium and thorium are in Western Europe, in Spain, and in France, and it looks like in Italy, looks to me like in Norway. Germany might have some as well. And the northwestern coast of Africa. Then there's a half a dozen little blips in Africa itself, and we're going to find out about that in a moment. There's a little bit in India. There may be some near the Sakhalin Peninsula or on the Sakhalin Peninsula. There's some in Australia as well. I don't see anything poking up here for Antarctica. And so let's go on a little bit further with this. They estimated the total available ore reserves of South America, Canada, the United States, and France at more than 2 million tons, including estimates of ores in Russia, China, and other countries. The world's total ore reserves and deposits that can be mined probably reaches more than 10 million tons of uranium. In addition, enormous quantities of uranium exist in shale and phosphate deposits, in granites, and in the ocean. This uranium cannot be recovered at present at reasonable costs. Technical advances in the futures may make some of it available. And then it continues. It talks about refining it, processing it, but here's some more. In the United States, principal deposits lie in the western states. The leading uranium-producing states are New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, Arizona, and Washington. Many deposits in the United States are not of the highest concentration, but the area has been so thoroughly prospected that the United States ranks as a major uranium-producing country. In the 1950s, many prospectors, both professional and amateurs, hunted for uranium in the United States, particularly in the West. They searched among the rocks in many areas with Geiger counters or scintillation counters. These devices indicate the amount of radioactivity in the rocks and so on and so forth. In Canada, uranium ore lies in a wide belt running from the Arctic Circle south to Ontario. Again, Iqaluit, just below the Arctic Circle. Ontario leads the provinces in uranium production. It produces more than half of Canada's uranium. In other countries, deposits in Africa include those in the Congo at the rich Shink-Olobwe mines. These mines once produced almost pure pitch blend. But the richest deposits are largely used up. The gold mines located in the Witwaters Rand region of South Africa rank as another major source of uranium in Africa. They produce large amounts of uranium as a byproduct of gold mining. Substantial deposits also exist in Australia and France. I'm going to read that again now. But the richest deposits, again, are largely used up. The gold mines located in the Witwaters Rand region of South Africa. Now, if you want to punch that into your browsers, it's W-I-T, Wit, Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S, Rand, like Krugerrand, R-A-N-D, Witwaters Rand region of South Africa. Just type in Witwaters Rand and then spell uranium and gold, and you will get quite the study. So let's do that. We'll jump right over here, and we'll pick up Witwaters Rand in South Africa and look at just some of what's going down here on the wiki page. No, this is the Google page. Well, we'll have to pick that study up on the other side of the top of the hour break. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead. Hope you're finding this a little bit interesting.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, February the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Definitely coming to you live Monday through Friday every single day, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. While some of our affiliates' micros are away at the top of the hour, news and weather reports, we'll give them the benefit of that. And we'll just continue a little bit, as I mentioned before the break, and in the first hour, as we were talking about the idea of uranium and gold being found in the same strata, in the same earths, in the same areas, pitch blend and all of that. Should we be concerned about owning precious metals because of the relationship between them and the gold? Well, I don't really think so. Should we demonize the people that mine for gold and produce uranium as a byproduct? Should we castigate those who mine for uranium and then process the gold because it's there? I don't necessarily think so. But there are environmental problems in this process. And one of the things that we're going to start to discover here as we continue this hour, in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, and certainly if you've just tuned in, there's always, you can always go back and refer to the show archives on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Just look at the home page. It says Show Archives. Click on that and then pick up Become Vocal Local. Open it and you'll see these discussions. Just pick the one you want to hear. But there's a whole bunch here on a Google search page that has opened up for me. When you type in Witwaters Rand Uranium Gold or Witwaters Rand South Africa Uranium Gold, you'll get a whole page just as I'm looking at right now, right off of Google. You could use another browser, but this was what I've got open in front of me right now. And we see that there are all manner and sundries of articles that you can read that have to do with this specific region, and they come from a variety of different points of view, references. Here's one. I'll just click on that one. We'll look at this and see what it has to say. Let it open up. There are many of them on here. There is a problem with part of what they do in areas where they're actually... well, that one's taking a long time. Forget about it. Let's jump back over here and pick up this one. Let's see. Pick up that one right there. Here we go. Let's do this one. New uranium mining projects in South Africa. And we're just bouncing around here. There's nothing definitive here. I'm not trying to make a point other than just to show you that young fellow, and again, we listen to everybody, and that he actually was on to something here. Had he had more time, perhaps. You know, and that's really the problem with being a caller. If you've got some news, if you've got something real, if you got something that you've looked into, something that you really find interesting, and you call into the broadcast, you know, Some stations will, you know, hustle you off the edge of the stage as quickly as they can. They run the hook out, you know, or if you disagree with the host or the host disagrees with you, they'll just lock it up and throw you off the air. I don't like to do that on Oracle Broadcasting, and I certainly don't like to do it on this broadcast. I certainly haven't got all of the answers, and I don't know everything yet. And whenever somebody really stimulates my mind, I appreciate it. If A, I can prove them right, that's great. If B, in my own research, I prove them wrong, then I'll come out and let you know. But so far, the young fella seems to have been on to something. So let's just go in here a little bit. South Africa is in talks on nuclear trade with non-NPT countries. Well, what's that all about? Non-NPT. Nuclear Proliferation Treaty is what NPT means. Countries. Despite prohibitions by the Treaty of Palindaba. We'll read about that one. On the other side, as Iran enriches uranium.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, February the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day today. In the first hour of our two-hour broadcast, if you missed the broadcast, you can certainly get the first hour off the OracleBroadcasting.com show archives page. Just click on show archives, then on Become Vocal Local, and you can hear both hours of today's broadcast. But in the first hour of today's broadcast, we covered some general news, but also started in on this idea of rare earths and uranium and gold and the relationship between them, where on the planet Earth uranium can be found, finding out some stuff from the encyclopedias on that. And now we're going into South Africa, and certainly we talk about South Africa, and of course in the first hour of each broadcast I do start with a market report for those of you that don't receive it, listening on any of the AM or FM stations out there. But we talk about the gold and silver and platinum and palladium on a daily basis. Personally, I much favor the Krugerrand as a way of storing wealth, largely because the Krugerrand can oftentimes be acquired for less than other products, even the American Eagle. And even though you're going to take a little bit more of a slap when you go to sell back, you can get more ounces in your pocket oftentimes with Krugerrands. And as the price continues to go up, isn't it really the number of ounces that you hold, not the prettiness of the coin, that really matters? Well, anyway, one of the callers in a previous broadcast brought up this idea that maybe people shouldn't get involved with buying and holding gold and silver and platinum and palladium and things like that, because it would benefit the miners, and the miners are killing people and hurting people and making everything horrible on the earth. Well, I don't subscribe to the sustainable development viewpoint. I don't subscribe to the green agenda. But there is certainly, I believe, that we need to be wise stewards of our planet. And oftentimes, the farmer's boot heels are the best fertilizer that you can have. And if you want to find out about being a good steward on somebody's land and property that they own, you need to go talk to them. So perhaps the miners would have an interest in the property that would exceed those of the casual observer. But then again, we also know through the 70s and 80s, the Superfund cleanup, all through World War I, World War II, DuPont and GE, and you know all of the various and sundries all around the Great Lakes area and that region and other parts of the United States soiled the nest. And they were so intent on making rapid gains and rapid profits and supplying the war industry that they had made a horrible, horrible mess where they were and contaminated sometimes permanently water sources and things like that. That's not being a good steward. Of course, I don't advocate war in any case. So, you know, those are the kinds of things we need to be aware of. Back into our research, if you just put it into your browser, Witwaters Rand, it's like WITWATERS RAND, Witwaters Rand, uranium, gold, you'll come up to some interesting things that you could look at. And I've opened up one of the pages that I've found on that, new uranium mining projects in South Africa. It's last updated on February the 4th this year. The following companies are performing uranium prospection and explorations in South Africa. And then it goes ahead and it lists a long list of companies. Now, it's possible that you could go in and look at these companies and go to your boards of directors in these companies, go to your investors, the shareholders, and the stockholders, and you might find a very unpleasant cast of characters, no doubt about it. Would you find some members of the Council on Foreign Relations? Very likely. Would you find, you know, government officials? Probably. Treasury people? Probably. International bankster gangsters? Yeah, probably. And a whole gob and a bunch of individuals out there that invest in mining companies. Just regular stockholders. Folks like you and me that want to get involved in the mining stocks. So it's not always, you know, it's not under every rock is a Jew and not behind every rock is an Islamic and not inside of every building are you going to find a Jesuit, you know, sharpening their knives against the world, but sometimes you do. But anyway, in this particular article, it gives a long list of companies that are exploring in and around South Africa that then would lead us off into a further study to find out who the master blasters are and the men behind the curtain. Here's a general note. South Africa is in talks on nuclear trade with non-proliferation treaty countries. That's the United Nations non-proliferation treaty countries, despite prohibitions by Treaty of Pelindaba. Despite the ratification of the treaties of Pelindaba that prohibits African nations from nuclear commerce with countries that have not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, South Africa has said it is talking to quote-unquote friendly countries on using nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, which I do believe is what Iran has in mind. Without naming the countries, South African Foreign Minister Maite Nkana, or something like that, said that considering the need for energy security, dialogue was on to meet the non-defense requirements of the countries. And as it has not signed the NPT, India could not undertake nuclear trade with African countries. The African Nuclear Weapons Free Zone Treaty, and this is another hot link that you could check out, I haven't yet, also known as the Treaty of Pelindaba, after a nuclear research facility in South Africa, requires that African countries do nuclear trade only with countries that agree on the full scope of nuclear safeguards for all their nuclear sources and associated facilities, and that apparently was the Hindu, which probably is a newspaper, November the 17th, 2009. So there's a gob and a bunch here. But then you drop down through it, look a little bit more of it. The Vredefort Dome, World Heritage Site, endangered by uranium prospection. Now this picks up the thread that was advanced by the individual that sparked my curiosity in this. And so we can start to bring in the environmental issues too. And this is one of these World Heritage Sites. The Department of Minerals and Energy has, in terms of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act, granted the application for prospecting rights around the Vredefort Dome, a World Heritage Site, to White Rivers Explorations. The prospecting right comes into effect on the date on which the Environmental Management Plan is approved. White Rivers Exploration applied in 2008 for prospecting rights for coal, gold, and uranium on about 80 farms in the area in and around the Vredefort Dome. It's V-R-E-D-E-F-O-R-T. You can imagine the difficulty in pronouncing that, the Vredefort Dome. It seems, this is a quote, it seems the Department of Minerals and Energy are going to allow prospecting on the boundaries, close quote, said Stephen D. LaHarp, the chairperson of the Vredefort Dome Conservancy. Our problem is not about prospecting so much, but if mining becomes a possibility, that will destroy the site, close quote. The government looks set to proclaim the Vredefort Dome as a World Heritage Site by the end of 29. Now, that 2009, that must have, may or perhaps already happened. Putting an end to almost 4 years of wrangling between the state and private landowners over its protection. So you got the green weenies on one side, you got the developers on the other side. What's new about that?
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, so, just remind those of you that have only listened to the broadcast for a short while, your host is I have a civil engineering and land surveying background, and I've also done a lot of construction. And as I read this sort of a scenario, when we talk about this Reed to Fort Dome World Heritage Site endangered by uranium prospection, having been on both sides of this dialogue, if you will, both from someone that enjoys backpacking and mountain climbing and wilderness travel and those sorts of things from a recreational and enjoyment standpoint, and from the development community on the other side of it, working with coal companies and logging industry and timber harvesting, timber mining, land developers, people that are building subdivisions, people that are building subdivisions full of homes, from the standpoint of developing public institutions like high school complexes, the entire campuses, developing the Navy home port, the submarine base for the Trident nuclear submarine base in Everett, Washington, or the Bangor refueling piers and things like that. I have a little bit of background in some of these things. And when I read or hear about one of these types of debates, I'm already in the process of taking over the project, if you will. I'm doing it in my mind as I look at it. I already have got in mind sending out some land surveyors. I want to survey this thing. I want to see where it is on the planet. I want to, you know, set up bounds, meets and bounds, do a topographic map, and go through the process of mapping it, working with the developers, seeing where they want to dig, what they want to excavate, where they're going to store, where they're going to borrow, where they're going to fill, so on and so forth, how they're going to deal with the water, how are they going to contain the sediments and the solids, and how are they going to separate them before they reintroduce it to the water system, and so on and so forth. And this is all running in my mind as I look at this. So I can see both sides of it. On the one hand, we could just simply say, stay the hell out. We live here. We don't want your exploration company to come in here, and we would just as soon have our valley remain intact. On the other hand, I can see the individuals that are doing the development, they found something here. They found mineral wealth, and they want to exploit it. They want to bring it out. They want to bring it into circulation. And as we know from studying Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, that land, labor, and capital, when a man applies his labor and his capital to land and extract natural resources, that is the creation of true wealth. That's not the same as sitting in some government office building, pushing pencils from one side to the other, or some bunch of pencil-necked lawyers sitting around wrangling. So there's multiple sides to these discussions that need to come in all fairness. Here's a little bit more along this line. Chief Hedman killed over land for proposed uranium mine. On August the 28th of 2008, a 71-year-old Chief Hedman was killed in a Mungu village, Mazamba, in what is believed to have been a dispute over land to be turned into a mine. Eastern Cape Police said spokesperson Inspector Munglasi Matidani said there were talks of turning the area into a mine for uranium since 1998. This had caused a dispute between the residents. The headman was one of the people who were supporting the idea. He was not the first person to be attacked. Another headman was beaten and ended up in a hospital on August the 15th. So you can see, even amongst the villagers, there's a disparaging view. The chief headman might have been looking at the opportunity for economic and social development along the lines of Agenda 21 for his community, whereas the people were saying not just no, but hell no to this uranium mine, not understanding it all completely, or perhaps they did know something about that. Here's another one. Goldfields, Witwaters Rand Tailings Recovery Project, and this is interesting. Farmers oppose the use of farmlands for quote-unquote super dump of Goldfields and Rand Uranium Company's tailings or reprocessing projects. Now, what's a tailing? Well, after you go through the process of mining the first time through, oftentimes for gold or something else, you have these tailings, these huge piles of cobbles and mid-sized stones, usually about the size of your fist, huge piles of these things, and they lie behind wherever your action is going. But then, as our article said here earlier, that at the time of this writing in 1968 in the Field Encyclopedia, even though there's uranium everywhere, there's gold everywhere, there's silica everywhere, these are just naturally occurring elements in soils and in rock formations, the ability for us to extract them economically is dependent upon emerging technologies. And so perhaps in the first pass, where you use blasting equipment and big earth movers and things like that, your first pass would take out the easy stuff. You could come back through and rework the tailings. And I've done this with a gold pan. My little brother and I, my mother even sometimes, we'd go out in Alaska where the gold dredges had stopped operating. The dredges were still sitting there. The creek was still there. And you'd go up in these dredges and you'd go into the boxes, the dredge scoops, and you could fill up a little box of soil, take it down to the creek, and pan it and come up with dust and sometimes nuggets. There was still gold there. There just wasn't enough to justify operating the dredges. And the same goes in these tailing piles, and they can be huge. They can be huge, like mountains, you'd think. But they've already been disturbed once. They're just sitting there, and you can bring in new technologies and rework the tailing piles, and it seems to be what's going on here. Plans to turn a fertile valley outside Johannesburg into a super dump of toxic mine sludge the size of a city suburb has sparked an outcry from farmers who accuse two of the country's biggest mine companies of using prime platland as a rubbish tip. Just imagine the outcry there, couldn't you? A massive 5-kilometer by 5-kilometer stretch of farmland nestled behind a ridge close to the N12 between Johannesburg and Potchefstroom. I wouldn't want to live there. Put that on an envelope every time you do your bills, it'd drive you nuts. Get a rubber stamp quickly. Has been earmarked for two super dumps, each about 13 times the size of a normal large mine dump. by two mining companies, Gold Fields and Rand Uranium. The companies are in the process of drawing up a detailed environmental impact assessment for the dumps, and I'll tell you that's an expensive process and a lot of work. I've done those environmental impact assessments. That's really what needed to happen at nine on September the 11th in New York City before Larry Silverstein could say, pull it. He should have filed an environmental impact statement. There's no doubt about that. Even a short environmental statement would have, a SEPA checklist should have been filed and on hand. Mr. Giuliani should have had that ready for the media, but they didn't have that. That would have been the most intelligent way of attacking. Go after the city planning department, the building department, and let the terrorists dust settle where it will. But anyway, the environmental impact assessments for the dumps that have brought up several farms in the area. Although the final dump sets have yet to be identified, initial screening has identified the valley known as the Kabus-Fontein as the preferred site. We'll find out about this catastrophic damage that these people believe will happen to their farming area right after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thank you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, just diving into this rather interesting study. What is the relationship between uranium and gold? What is the relationship between uranium, gold, silver, precious metals, copper, all of that? Should we be concerned about uranium, as abundant a mineral as it is? Should we boycott the acquisition of precious metals as a use for preserving and protecting our wealth, investment in gold and silver, or even mining companies because they may or may not be involved in uranium mining as well? Should we say that there are not useful applications for uranium and just boycott something like this so that we don't enrich the miners? I think not. But there are two sides of this issue, no doubt about it. The feasibility study of the gold fields, Witz Waters Rand Tailings Recovery Project will commence in a moment here, but here's a quote. It will be catastrophic if we lost the agricultural ground in this area. Catastrophic catastrophes. Said affected farmer Jan Olivier, whose 680-hectare maize farm, that's corn, I think, lies next to the main proposed dump site. Quote, with all this toxic waste, it will be like a death sentence over our area, close quote, he said. So far, we haven't established toxic waste, but it is the general opinion of those that live in the area, and oftentimes these are those who've done the most digging into it. Every time your ox is the one that's getting gored, oftentimes you are then the one that has to go do the research, and perhaps this Jan Olivier or Oliver has done some homework. With all this toxic waste, again, it will be like a death sentence over our area. Goldfields has already received the official go-ahead for one 205-million-ton dump further up the valley. Although the companies say the consolidated dumps, technically known as tailings storage facilities, will be more environmentally friendly than the current smaller dumps, affected farmers believe the dumps may contaminate groundwater and cause major dust storms. And this was out of the Times, August the 22nd, 2009. Feasibility study. This project is focused on exploring the economic potential of reprocessing gold fields, Witwaters Rand South African tailings storage facilities. In other words, they're reprocessing them to recover uranium, gold, and sulfur. The total surface resources for the 13 historical TSFs account for 499 million tons at 1.4 ton per cubic meter density. The in-situ, or in-site, uranium, and this would be U3O, it should be U subscript 3, uppercase O, lowercase or subscript 8, U308, which is what they talk about, general uranium ore. I've found it that way several times. And gold content amounts to about 40 or 53 million pounds of uranium and 4.5 million ounces of gold, respectively. 4.5 million ounces of gold. Gold grades and uranium grades have average values of 0.3 grams per ton gold and 48 parts per million uranium for the total resource. Sulfur grades have an average resource grade of about 0.50%. Process requirements for the project include three primary concentrator facilities at three different locations, and then they list them, and a central downstream plant likely to be located at Dryfontein, and so on, to treat the respective concentrates. They'll have put a facility in there to treat the concentrates. The concentrator plants will treat a total of 2.1 million tons per month. The monthly production profile, and it goes on, it gives you all the details, technical. But the respective concentrate streams will be treated for uranium and gold extraction in a typical reverse leach configuration, and then it goes on and tells about that. So you would need to do some more homework here. I would certainly want to. And find out what a typical reverse leach configuration is and how these concentrate plants are built. And you could then start to develop an idea or a feasibility study and an environmental assessment. Is the modern technology sufficient to be able to go through these tailings and reprocess what otherwise is just standing there, my friends? These are tailing piles. It's like mountains of chat. They're just standing there, going to waste in many regards. They're no longer a pleasant place to hang out. You can't farm them. Can't really climb on them. They're just loose scree, probably. But they might not be. They may be consolidated after rainfall and years of standing there. They might even have grass growing on them by now. Maybe small trees around the edges or all over them. But they're still just tailing piles, right? But if the science is there, and it can be done in an environmentally safe and sound way, to use Agenda 21 terminology, then maybe they should be allowed to go ahead. Sounds to me like they've got things pretty well in hand over there. Now, let's dive into something a little bit different, exactly the same topic, and go over here and look at atomic energy for peaceful uses. And this, again, out of the Encyclopedia, the World Book Encyclopedia, 1968, the article on the United Nations, Atomic Energy for Peaceful Uses. The UN sponsored an international conference on peaceful uses of atomic energy at Geneva, Switzerland, in 1955. That would be, what, 3 years after the death of Joseph Stalin, as would be during Khrushchev's turn. Delegates from 73 nations shared their non-military scientific and technical knowledge of atomic energy. On October the 3rd of 1956, representatives of 82 nations approved the charter of an Atoms for Peace Agency, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA. This UN agency was established on July the 29th of 1957, and it has headquarters in Vienna, Austria. The IAEA pools non-military atomic information, serves as a bank for atomic materials, and works to adapt the atom to peaceful uses. Now, that's an interesting phraseology there, because they work as a bank for these materials. So perhaps when they get done with their concentrate, they would have to register the holdings from Witwaters Rand projects with the IAEA and let them know that they have uranium available in situ and otherwise. So if we understand that, then we can understand this. Let's go back in and pick up Bernard Baruch. As the caller on Lee Rogers' broadcast brought out, there are characters that we need to be aware of in this matrix. And this is a little bit about Bernard Baruch and his relationship with the United Nations and the Atomic Energy Commission. But here's a little background more, a little bit about Bernard Baruch. Baruch, squid-like, envelops himself in a dark cloud of self-revelation. The more he talks about himself, the more he obscures himself. You might think of that as being something that Zbigniew Brzezinski might take on as a mantle, or perhaps the Boer himself, Henry Kissinger. But this is out of the Bernard Baruch, A Portrait of the Citizen. W.L. White wrote this book years ago. This was published by Harcourt Brace, copyright 1950, just 5 years before this IAEA was set up. As for the faith of his fathers in any era other than that of Adolf Hitler, he would have devoted no more time to considering the special problems of Jews, himself being a Jew, than the late Calvin Coolidge devoted to those of the Congregationalists. From boyhood, Bernard Baruch has considered himself first an American, secondly a Southerner, thirdly a Confederate Democrat, and lastly a Jew. This descending scale being a rough measure of the relative strength of his loyalties. Yet, speaking from his heart and to his own people in his homeland, and this is not Tel Aviv, but Camden, South Carolina, he confessed last year, I have had intolerance practiced against me and mine all my life, but I have never permitted it to rouse in me envy, hate, jealousy, or hatred, or to weaken in the slightest my faith in our form of government, its constitution, and its institutions. Continuing. Its effect instead may well have been to spur him to set an example of high service, not to narrow interests of Jews, but to all his fellow Americans, an example of broad and selfless patriotism, perhaps unequaled since that other proud and brilliant Sephardic aristocrat, Benjamin Disraeli, became Prime Minister of Great Britain. Well, we'll continue along that line in a moment.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And again, understanding who and the importance of Bernard Baruch is important. And if you haven't looked into his life and his times, I would recommend that you do. This is just a very simple biography. And it was written basically, I don't know, as just a way of introducing the man. It's not really loaded with details. There are no footnotes and so on and so forth. And it's in casual social interchange style of language. It's not a technical writing. But it has to do with Bernard Baruch, and we'll find this in here again, that other proud and brilliant Sephardic aristocrats. He was a Sephardic Jew. Benjamin Disraeli became Prime Minister of Great Britain to place upon the silvering head of England's little queen the golden diadem of that far-flung empire upon which the sun never set, until a less far-sighted generation of drab socialist statesmen started dribbling away at it. Bernard Baruch continues, had three children, so on. He fears we are entering a period when civilization is on, we're coming to the very end of his life now. He fears we are entering a period when civilization is on the downgrade, like the time in the 3rd century when Roman civilization lost faith in itself, and the masses from Central Asia went on the trek. At such moments, he considers abandoning the rule of a lifetime to stump the country, making a last-ditch fight. And this, he says, in a school, high school, these are the closing words here, in a high school yearbook in his near his hometown. The Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount are still our best guides, and remember that this government is the best in the world. Improve it, but guard it well, and don't lean too heavily on it. You can and must do for yourself. He wasn't interested too much in supporting the socialist agenda, apparently. Apparently. But on December the 5th, Bernard Baruch himself rose to address the assembled United Nations Atomic Energy Commission. He was the first head of that Atomic Energy Commission. And here, briefly, from the United States Atomic Energy Proposals presented to the United Nations Atomic Energy Commission by Bernard M. Baruch, the United States representative, June the 14th of 1946, he says these words, "My fellow members of the United Nations Atomic Energy Commission and my fellow citizens of the world." Sounds kind of like Barry the Usurper, doesn't he? "We are here to make a choice between the quick and the dead. That is our business. Behind the black portent of the new atomic age lies a hope which, seized upon with faith, can work our salvation. If we fail, then we have damned every man to be the slave of fear," capitalized F, capital F, fear, fear. "Let us not deceive ourselves. We must elect world peace or world destruction. Science has torn from nature a secret so vast in its potentialities that our minds cower from the terror it creates. Yet terror is not enough to inhibit the use of the atomic bomb. The terror created by weapons has never stopped man from employing them. For each new weapon, a defense has been produced in time. But now we face a condition in which adequate defense does not exist. Science, which gave us this dread power, shows that it can be made a giant help to humanity. But science does not show how to prevent its baleful use. So we have been appointed to obviate that peril by finding a meeting of the minds and the hearts of our people. Only in the will of mankind lies the answer." And it continues. Very powerful words from someone who was able to see the upside and the downside potential of something so vast as playing with atoms. Before we leave off on the Congo and the South Africa stuff, here, right out of the beginnings of the United Nations aid to the Congo, Leopoldville, now the Congo, gained independence from Belgium on June the 30th of 1960. A few days later, riots broke out among several tribes. Congolese soldiers mutinied against Belgian officers. Patrice Lumumba, Premier of the Congo, appealed to the UN for help in restoring order in removing Belgian troops. On July the 14th, the Security Council voted to send aid. On July the 15th, a UN force began arriving in the Congo. UN troops and negotiation helped to keep order until the mid to 1964. And, of course, that area came up in our study of gold and uranium, as did Illiquit up in Nunavut. We talk about chain reactions. We talk about different ways of dealing with it, different ways of processing, chemical refining, processing, many different things. You've got fission. You've got chain reaction, breeder reactors. Fission, of the uranium atom results in the release of energy. When a neuron hits a uranium atom, the atom breaks up into smaller atoms, each about half as heavy as the original uranium atom. Even more interesting are these breeder reactors. In nuclear reactors, breeder reactions in nuclear reactors produce both fissionable material and atomic energy. An efficient breeder reactor may someday produce more fissionable material than it consumes. I want to talk about free energy. Want to visit with Nikola Tesla? Free energy. A breeder reactor creating more fissionable material than it consumes. Here's a little bit. We don't talk about the big people, the invisible government. Why not Dan Smoot? There's what he has to say in his book, claiming to believe in the high destiny of America as a world leader. Our invisible government urges timid policies of appeasement and surrender, which make America a world whipping boy rather than a world leader. Claiming to believe in the dignity and worth of the human individual, the modern liberals who run our invisible government urge an ever-growing welfare state, which is destroying individualism, which has already so weakened the American sense of personal responsibility that crime rates have increased 98% in our land during the past 10 years. When did Dan Smoot write? About 1962. Why? Why do prominent Americans support programs which are so harmful? It's a difficult question to answer. Somewhere at the top of the pyramid in the invisible government are a few sinister people who know exactly what they are doing. They want America to become part of the worldwide socialist dictatorship. Some may actually dislike communists, but they feel that one-world socialism is desirable and inevitable. They're working with a sense of urgency for a benign world socialist dictatorship. Some leaders in the invisible government are brilliant and power-hungry men who feel that the masses are unable to govern themselves and who want to set up a great dictatorship which will give them power to arrange things for the masses. As I've said so many times on this broadcast, and we've talked about the Jesuits and we've talked about the Zionists. We've talked about the captains of finance and industry. But always and forever when I'm reading and studying these sorts of things, I visualize this brass ring. It's like a door knocker. Knock and you shall enter. You know, Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it'll be opened unto you. Well, there's this brass ring. It's not gold, it's brass. It's the brass ring of power. And the brass ring of power attracts all. It doesn't know sect. It doesn't know tongue. It doesn't know tribe. It doesn't know creed. It doesn't even know age or time from time or space and distance. It's like a magnet. And once a man starts to get it in his heart or his mind, and these days women too, once it gets in their mind that they want to reach for that brass ring of power, my friends, you have to be careful of the things you choose. Choices have consequences. But when you choose that path, others will recognize that you're on that quest, that you're in a quest for power, and they'll assist you in your quest for power. Because as Dan Smoot said, somewhere at the top of the pyramid in this invisible government are a few sinister people who know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They're willing to crawl over anyone. They're willing to harm anyone. They're willing to kill millions and millions of people. They're willing to strip you of your wealth until you wake up on the land that your forefathers conquered as paupers on the global plantation. It's time to become vocal local. Went to a meeting last night, school board meeting. I was the only person there that wasn't on the board, and there wasn't a parent in the room. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.